Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. The price of gasoline and skyrocketing costs of airplane tickets have more and more people riding the rails. The increased ridership on Amtrak and expenses for running the trains has both houses of Congress, for the first time in years, on board to up the amount of federal funding for America's passenger railroad. Kathleen O'Neill has our report.
At Union Station in downtown Washington, a line of passengers wait to board a mid-morning train. Some are heading on day trips. Others have small carry-on suitcases for longer visits. Bonnie from Kalamazoo, Michigan, is one of them.
Well, it's only the second time I've traveled on the Amtrak, and I'm doing it because of convenience and really the price, too.
All aboard!
Bye, guys. Bye!
Some 28 million people will climb on board Amtrak trains across the country this year. That's 11% more than in 2007. Karina Romero is an Amtrak spokesperson. She says the company set a record for most passengers ever carried in 1 month this past July, with 2.7 million riders.
Well, to see double-digit increases month over month is unheard of in Amtrak history. We attribute about half of the increase to the price of gas alone, and the other half to travelers just looking for an alternative.
Tickets, please.
Amtrak is federally owned, but for many years, the railway has been the target of budget conservatives who prefer to see it privatized and become self-sufficient. Without adequate subsidies from Congress, Amtrak has struggled. It loses more than $700 million annually and is more than $3 billion in debt. Amtrak was created by Congress in 1971 to take money-losing passenger rail lines off the hands of private companies. It continues to lose money on long-distance routes, which run through rural areas such as Montana and Oklahoma. Highly populated corridor routes come closest to breaking even. These include lines in California and the Northeast Corridor between Boston and Washington, D.C. Rail supporters say that highways and air travel have always had federal support. Amtrak's Karina Romero says transportation is worth investing in, whether the routes make money or not.
There's no passenger rail system anywhere in the world that generates a profit. It's seen more as a public service, like highways or, you know, the FAA when it comes to airports. So, we're never actually going to generate a profit, but we certainly have healthy revenues, particularly this year, on certain routes.
The same conditions that have led people to abandon their gas guzzlers and ride trains in record numbers are also making members of Congress more inclined to fund Amtrak. At a hearing in May, Minnesota Democrat Jim Oberstar, who chairs the House Transportation Committee, urged his colleagues to increase their support for passenger rail.
Instead of keeping Amtrak on life support as it has been from year to year, we have a proposal here that will give vigorous life to Amtrak. And the idea
the House did pass a bill to allow spending more than $14 billion on Amtrak over the next 4 years. The Senate passed its own version, which would give the company about $11 billion over 6 years. A bipartisan committee has been charged with putting together a compromise version. But a crowded congressional calendar and a veto threat from President Bush will make passage of a bill an uphill battle. Even longtime critics like Florida Republican Congressman John Mica support the bills. Mica says rising fuel prices are one reason. Another is that the House's bill includes studying some privatization. It asks outside companies for proposals to create a high-speed rail service that would go between New York City and Washington, D.C. in 2 hours or less.
I think there's a tremendous interest in developing high-speed rail systems that work in the United States. They're so commonplace now in Europe. Many parts of Asia and the rest of the world, that the United States is almost becoming a third world country when it comes to not having efficient high-speed transit alternatives.
But the separate rail line the high-speed service would require could cost $30 to $50 billion. Amtrak President Alex Cumont says the money might be better spent on improvements that would offer more immediate and widespread increases in speed and efficiency.
Is that really where we would put that amount of capital?
given the rail passenger needs in the country? And the answer may still be yes, but it might also be that we should really expand an electrified corridor south to Atlanta, that we should spend money on half a dozen or a dozen 110-mile-an-hour corridors like Chicago to Detroit. $50 billion goes a long way.
The National Association of Railroad Passengers director, Ross Capon, says he's glad Congress has come around to supporting Amtrak. But after so many years of bare-bones funding, he still won't be convinced of the change until Congress shows him the money.
So far, the early indications for fiscal 09 is that the increase in funding is going to be very modest indeed. Hopefully, we'll get a Congress and a White House next year that is able to do a lot more.
Amtrak has been a topic of conversation in the race to the White House. Senator Joe Biden is one of Amtrak's biggest fans, and Senator Barack Obama also supports giving it long-term funding. Senator John McCain is on the opposite side of the tracks. He proposes cutting Amtrak's budget and privatizing the service, which he calls inefficient. Meanwhile, rail supporters hope energy concerns and Amtrak's rising popularity will sustain the momentum in Congress and help the struggling service stay on track. For Living on Earth, I'm Kathleen O'Neill in Washington.